Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, I'm Mangino, sitting in for Marty. Marty's back on Monday. We're talking about high school, not about going to classes. It's about having fall sports. So Mike White joining us from the Post-Gazette on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Mike, welcome back. Always good to have you.
Hey, Mangino, how are you?
I'm doing very well. There are a lot of things to be debated and discussed, and it looks as though it starts at the top with the PIAA. They're scheduling a meeting at some point today regarding guidelines on playing high school sports. Is there any doubt that they are going to move forward with allowing for everyone with guidelines to be able to play sports if they deem it fit to do so?
Well, I don't think there's any doubt that the PIAA right now is going to move forward, Mangino. But the question, you know, they have said, and they're going to release protocols for the startup of fall sports today. However, the big question is it going to be put to a stop at some point by the governor's office? And they will rely on information and direction from the governor's office. But right now, the PIAA is moving forward. They've said it. I've talked to Bob Lombardi just Monday night, the PIAA director again. They're moving forward with planning to start fall sports. And very, very likely, I don't know if it will be announced today. It could be announced today, though, I think it's almost definite the plans will be, though, Mangino, to do a shortened season that everything will have to be concluded by Thanksgiving. And that's not a problem. The only sport that has gone past Thanksgiving is football, in the state playoffs. But I think you're also going to see, shortened regular season for, soccer, mm-hmm. volleyball, everything, and fewer qualifiers maybe for the state playoffs in those sports. But
what, Mike, is there anything significant about Thanksgiving that they want all the sports wrapped by then?
Well, that's a good question, Mangino. A lot of people think, well, why don't you just start later and extend the season the regular length? But I think there is some general thought. I think if you look at what a lot of colleges are doing, mm-hmm. and I know this, is that, that plan to have their students come in attendance at the school, they're going to stop at Thanksgiving, not have them come back. I think there is a little thought. It is a little questionable. What's the purpose of that? I don't have a really good answer.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. We have state guidelines when it comes to schools and their ability to open it. As far as the state's concerned, all schools can open and then decide for themselves what's best. We have the PIAA controlling all of high school sports in the Commonwealth. Could it be left up to regionals like the WPIAL to then decide their own protocols about whether or not certain sports are going to move forward?
I don't think so, Mangino. The PIAA, there are 12 districts in the state, and they are governed by the PIAA, and they go by all the PIAA rules. And I think they will do whatever the PIAA states. However, I think you will definitely see some schools that might be hesitant about playing sports. And, you know, it happened in basketball. They're in the state playoffs. Mount Lebanon was hesitant about playing a team from Eastern Pennsylvania state playoff game and was maybe not going to play it. And things got shut down, and that controversy never came to fruition. But, you know, I don't think they were going to be I don't think the WPIL is going to say, you know what, we're not going to play.
Are you hearing any rumblings from school districts that are considering, or from coaches for that matter, that are considering about not having teams, whether it be football or any other sport this fall?
Gino, it's so hard to predict, because there is, and honestly, coaches are very much in all sports in a fog because they're not getting much direction yet on what is going to happen. I mean, I talked to five football coaches the other night, and you know, it's 2 weeks away from the start of heat practices, and they don't even know yet what their protocols are, what they're going to have to do. They might have to go get shields for helmets. What playoffs are going to be like? And it's really, you know, it's time to make some decisions here. But as far as the schools, mm-hmm. you know, there's a lot of questions. And the biggest question is, how do some schools are definitely going to go to maybe a hybrid system, or maybe not have the kids come to school at all. The hybrid system, maybe they go 2 days, half the school, and then half the school the other 2 days. So how do you not let kids come into school, but let them go practice a sport 5 days a week? That's a big question mark. And I don't know what all schools, you know, I think schools have the autonomy to say, hey, we're not going to do it. And I think that might happen. However, on the other hand, you know, talking to Bill Chirpak the other day, Thomas Jefferson coach, you know, so I think you have to look at, if you look at the CDC guidelines, a contact is close distance with a person for 15 minutes or more, mm-hmm. and without a mask, and you don't have that in sports. You don't have that in football even. There are just so many question marks still, and Gino, some of them may be answered today, but not by this PIAA meeting, but not all of them. But it's time to, you know, I get more, you know, I don't know, definite recommendations. Look, here's what we're going to do. This is what we're going to do unless the governor stops it. It's time to do that. And the other question is, youth sports everywhere are doing whatever they want, and yet you got a lot of protocols for high school sports that they have to follow, which doesn't make a lot of sense to a lot of people.
Yeah, especially when you're looking at high school kids being able to get and then transmit COVID-19 as easily as adults. You look at the professional sports and the collegiate sports that are out there. Some colleges deciding they're just not going to have fall programs whatsoever. This push to really move forward with high school sports is a bit of a head scratcher. Mike, do me a favor. Can you stick around and join me for a little bit more? I want to talk more about this coaches roundtable, this luncheon that took place, and the views that were expressed by these coaches, and then what the plan is for fan in attendance. You know, parents and the bands and the cheerleaders and everything else that gets associated with fall sports. We'll get to that. Can you stick around for a little bit longer?
Sure.
Good morning. I'm Mangino sitting in for Marty. We're talking about high school sports coming up this fall. The PIAA having a meeting today that will include the PIAA Sports Medicine Advisory Steering Committee on what recommendations they have. And one of the things that they're calling on is a strict adherence by schools and teams to the school's adopted plans and then the governor's school sports guidance. That's sufficient in order to ensure safety for all the students. Not quite sure what that even means. Some sports you can easily practice social distancing. Tennis, not a problem, right? Golf, not a big deal. But then there are others. You know, soccer is a little more complicated, but a lot of the time you're running around in the field and you're by yourself. It isn't as though everybody just congregated constantly. Like you think about the offensive and defensive lines in football, and then the contact in order to tackle running backs and wide receivers and quarterbacks and the whole thing. One of the guidelines that they're offering here is that in volleyball, is recommending that for 1 year, teams do not switch benches between sets. Apparently, they switch benches. That's too dangerous. So don't do that. But then go ahead and play football. Go ahead and play soccer this fall. Another one. The golf committee recommending the use of electronic scoring where possible and discouraging the exchanging of scorecards. So just meeting long enough at the end of the match to exchange a scorecard for all of what, a minute? Nope, don't do that. But go ahead and play contact sports. To say the least, it's a bit of a head-scratcher. Mike White is joining us from the Post-Gazette. His story, some WPIAL coaching legends believe high school football should be moved to the spring. And Mike, this group that got together, 10 different men with a tremendous pedigree when it comes to coaching and the WPIAL, saying that the best thing to do is wait till springtime. Was it unanimous with the coaches?
Well, to set that up a little, man, Gina, there's a luncheon that started by a gentleman named Bill Priaco, a Steeler, many, many years ago, and where he gets some of the best coaches in WPIAL history together, a very informal gathering, and I go every year with it. We solve the problems of the world, I guess. The coaches do, maybe, but they just talk. And the big subject this year was the startup of football, and I talked to all of them, and nine of ten of them. You're talking, there are seven of the 11 winningest coaches in WPIAL history at this luncheon. Two current coaches, Bob Palko and Bill Chirpak. The rest of them are retired. And nine of ten of them came right out and said, Jim Render was the first to say it, it's a no-brainer. Should move football to the spring. There are some states that are going to do that. I mean, mm-hmm. A handful of them in the country. These coaches agree with them, don't agree with them. That's what they think. That would be the best thing, including current coaches Bob Palko and Bill Chirpak from Thomas Jefferson in Mount Lebanon. So coaches have been around for a while. You can say we want, oh, these are a bunch of old guys, but, it has been talked about. Colleges are thinking about it. I don't think it's the worst idea. The question is, what do you think the fall is going to be like? There's so many questions, but, if you think it's going to be that bad and you shouldn't do that and schools are not going to be in session, maybe that is the best thing. But the problem, Gina, and there are problems if you would do that. The problem I see is nobody, everything you mention, everything, an idea, we'll do this. Somebody complained, well, you can't do this because of that. You can't do this because of that. Yes. There are going to be ramifications and problems with every scenario you try.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, Gino, the goal is to try and get these kids a season, even if it's a shortened one, of somewhat. And if it impacts some other sports, okay, that's one of the ramifications. But if you want to get some kind of season, maybe you should try something like this. And that's the whole thing. And no matter what you try, there's going to be complaints. And if people would just have the ability to maybe adjust and try this so we can have a season, I don't see what's wrong with that.
Also in the luncheon, Tim O'Malley, retired executive director of the WPIAL, deciding to not make a position one way or the other on the issue. How did you read that?
Well, I think, Tim's been around for a long time, and he doesn't have a horse in the race anymore because his decisions are just to himself. And I don't think he really feels strongly one way or the other. But as he said, and I quoted him in the story, and a lot of people are this way. I have a hard time. A lot of people have a hard time on two things. How in the world can you not tell can kids not go to school but yet practice a sport 5 days a week? However, man, Gina, there's always, I'm talking in circles, but there are always turnarounds to this. Why aren't schools, why don't they maybe think their kids can start physical in the building? Because the guidelines are too tough. Part of the guidelines is you have to 6 feet in the cafeteria.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's hard to do. Part of the guidelines is keep the kids in one classroom. That's fine for third, fifth, fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth grade. But in high school, you go to different classes for different things, go to different teachers. You can't stay in one classroom. So that's why schools are saying, you know, it's too hard to do. We're going to not have them come in. But on the other hand, sports, you may have, you know, 50 kids together. That might be okay. And you know what? I've seen it. I've been at workouts with basketball players already, Mangino, in high school, where they wore a mask in the workout. It can be done. Maybe you wear a mask playing football. It can be done. I've seen it. I've been with kids already, high school kids, in a workout for an hour and 15 minutes
mm-hmm.
where they wore a mask. It can be done. So, you know, maybe it can be done in the fall with football and everything.
We shall see. Mike White of the Post-Gazette.
I know I'm talking a lot of circles.
But you know what? This
is a subject that has so many tentacles and circles you talk in.
Of course. I mean, that's just the way that it is. It, like people have mentioned before, it isn't as though there's a great decision to be made. You're always weighing the pros and the cons, and there are just so many different ones that you have to look at. It's not easy either way you go, but we're exploring it, and I appreciate your help on this, too.
All right, man, Gina. Take care. Maybe we'll know a little bit more.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.